It's time for youth football on WCCI. Tonight, we feature the 5th and 6th grade units from Sterling Newman and West Carroll. The broadcast of tonight's doubleheader is brought to you in part by Times Video Radio Shack, Milo and Beaver Service Center, along with the DQ Grill and Chill in Mount Carroll, Fawn Valley Estates and Villas, and by WCCI. Let's go to the Mount Carroll football field and join the broadcast team of Dennis Bowman, Brian Roosh, and yours truly, Beaver Miller.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Lions Athletic Field here at West Carroll Middle School in Mount Carroll, site of junior tackle football on your Wednesday night. We have the 6th grade game, followed by the 5th grade game here tonight. A beautiful night for football. Dennis Bowman is with us, and Dennis, what a lovely night for football.
Everybody brought their jackets, and I don't think anybody really needs one. The sun is shining, and it's a beautiful night for football.
Oh, it certainly is, and great to see these youngsters out there competing tonight. Newman and West Carroll kind of finishing up their series. They started last night with the 7th and 8th grade games. Newman won those contests, but tonight the 5th and 6th graders are out there, and it should be a lot of fun.
Well, there's a good group of kids. There's a really large group coming from Sterling Newman, almost twice as many as we have at West Carroll. But our kids from West Carroll are tough players.
Well, and they're learning the game at this level, which is fantastic.
And you can tell it from earlier in the season how they've improved, learned the different plays and things. It's really good.
Things are a little bit different as far as the format. They'll go with the 6th grade game first and then the 5th grade game.
Should we read the lineup?
Yeah, let's talk about the players. That would be great, yes. For West Carroll, that would include the following.
We have these players today. This is the 6th grade team. Patrick Gable, Kendall McCombie, Andrew Lee, Michael Crawford, Zach Coleman, Briar Nevels, Cameron Simpson, Madison McGill, Amos Pritchard, Devin Davis, Brady Handel, Hayden Bates, Jacob McCluckney, and Jared Anderson, and Dallas Cunier.
The West Carroll coaches are Dan Nevels, Jake McGovern, and Justin Storjohan. And for the Newman Comets, the junior Comets.
Beaver Miller will read that one for you.
Oh, there you go. We'll get Beaver mic'd up here. You guys are sloughing on me already. Hold on, let me get over here.
We want the professionals to do this.
Yes, that's right. Brady Partington, Gerard George, William Bates, Andrew Velasquez, Pinkle, Brady Stevens, Gabriel Hunsberger, along with Cade Decker, Ryan Heffelfinger, Cassid Thompson, Jake Moore, Nate Neubauer, Jacob Kolb, Nolan Vesley, Brett Newman, and Aaron Phelps. One thing we want to point out, in the junior tackle program, they don't punt or kick off. You know, that's a safety factor. They were way ahead of the NFL on that, by the way. Pretty much everybody's ahead of the NFL on everything, I guess. But I had to get that little dig in there.
An enthusiastic group out there tonight. They're jumping and getting ready to go.
Yes, they are. They're all pumped up, and they're ready to go. The 6th grade team, again, we're going to be ready for the first play from scrimmage, and we'll do that right after this timeout.
This year, you'll drive to 42 baseball practices, 3 doctor's appointments, 4 parent-teacher conferences, 22 sleepovers, 6 birthday parties, 15 trips to the video store, 8 dentist appointments, 31 haircuts, 29 trips to the mall, 2 trips to grandma's, 17 soccer practices, and 1 piano recital. With your schedule, you rely on your car for a lot. So make sure it gets the maintenance it needs.
Milo and Beavers in Savannah is this area's Napa Auto Care Center.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Second down, and we'll call it about 11 yards to go. Brian's going to help me out here for a little bit to try to get who's got the ball around the right side. They're trying to do a sweep and getting it around and carrying ahead for about 3 yards on the play.
Those little fellows over there are kind of hard to read the little numbers on.
Yes, they are. They kind of like the old Akron Bulldogs uniforms. A little tough to read. But third down and about 8 for the West Carroll 6th grade Thunder. And third down, we'll call it 9 yards to go. They picked up about 2 yards to go. And let's see what happens here. There's 18:50 on the clock. Do they play 20-minute halves?
Continuous clock, is it?
Yeah.
Essentially.
Yeah, the games at up at River Ridge, they were 10-minute halves for the 5th grade, I think. And then that was going around to the left side. They're working the ball. and Kerry, they had no gain on the play. And carrying that time for the West Carroll Thunder, it was Cameron Simpson, and no gain on the play, and it's going to bring up a fourth down for the Thunder. Brian's going to help us out here a little bit in the second half of this sixth grade game.
It's kind of cool to see a large contingent of cheerleaders out there.
Yes, we do need to get the cheerleader list from over. They've got the list over there. And the people, they do a really a nice job as far as
16 or 17, maybe even 18.
Yeah, they had a nice, you know, they did a nice entrance there with the flag and everything else. I know they've got the cheerleader list over there. They brought it up because they're handwritten. They're handwritten. Yes, that's it. Now, Dennis, work on that a little bit. I guess we've got first names on the list, right?
What we ought to do is get the cheerleader coach up here during halftime or somewhere and have her talk about all.
Yeah, I think we will because they didn't get all the last names. Now, here comes a big gain around the left side for William Bates. Bates goes down inside the 40, down to the 32-yard line. See, they've moved the ball back to the 40. For Sterling Newman, and that was a really a nice gain at that time, and picked up, and they are marching down, 17 minutes remaining, and Brian Neville's made the stop. Neville's made a beautiful stop on that play, or that would have been 6 points for Sterling Newman. So they'll get it first and 10.
Inside the 30.
Just inside the 30, call it the 29-yard line as they bring it back up, 16:40 left to play in the first half. Beaver Miller, Dennis Bowman, and Brian Roosh. Here goes the handoff up the middle and carrying ahead and gutting ahead inside the 25, down near the 20, all the way down to the 18-yard line. Nice pickup on the play and carrying ahead that time. And Jared Anderson made the stop on the play. Good tackle for Jared Anderson for the West Carroll. West Carroll Thunder. 16 left in the first half, but Newman on the move. They're down to the 19-yard line. They picked up an even 20 or even 10 on that last play. Now here goes a little counter play, trying to work up the middle. Good stop by the West Carroll Thunder.
Wow.
Carrying ahead that time, it appeared to be for the... Checking on who made that stop, the Thunder. Devin Davis on the stop. He really stepped him up. That's the first time out of the first three plays that they've been able to stop the West Carroll Thunder, or rather the Comets. So call it second down. They actually lost about a yard on the play. Call it second and 11. As George brings up his team, the Comets. Under center, here's the snap, the handoff going around the left side. There's some room. He gets inside the 15, down to the 10, and down the sideline. I think it may be, he's hit right at the goal line. That was Elias Hinkle carrying the football. Touchdown. That was a 21-yard touchdown run by Hinkle. Hinkle for a 21-yard touchdown run. With 14:55 left to go. Here in the first half. That was a nice run around the left side, and he got away from a couple of tacklers, Dennis.
He just barely made it in on the corner over there, too.
So they will go for the two-point conversion. 14:35 left. Here goes the snap. Back to pass. Goes George. George into the end zone. Can he hang on? No. He had it down at the good, pretty good pass by George. And incomplete. But the Comets take an early 6-0 lead. And so we do want to remind you, it's a continuous clock. They do stop it for a few things, and they can take some timeouts if they would like. But pretty much a continuous clock, 14 minutes left to play. Here in the first half, it's the Comets 6 and the West Carroll Thunder nothing. We'll get this rolling here. Like I say, the West Carroll Thunder numbers are a little tough to read. For broadcasting that with the, those white outlined, green outline numbers and white wouldn't have been my choice.
But they sure look nice.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
They do look, they're sharp looking uniforms, and the Comets have nice looking uniforms. They're blue with jerseys with white helmets and pants. And here goes the quarterback sneak keeper, but McCombie kept it. That's Kendall McCombie, and nothing to get, nowhere to go. So yards are coming tough here on their first two possessions for the West Carroll Thunder. 13 minutes remaining here in the first half, 6-0. Brian Roosh had the 7th and 8th grade games last night. Good, pretty good crowd on hand, Dennis.
Yeah. How did they turn out last night? Do you remember the scores or close?
Yeah, those scores last night, I think Newman won 30-8 in the 7th grade game, and they're unbeaten on the 8th grade level. They won 36-0.
Wow. Unbeaten, huh?
Yeah. Well, that's great.
Here's McCombie, and he's going to try to do the give, but I think he ended up keeping it. Okay, 44 is Bradley Storjahan.
He had a bad arm for a while, if I recall. Broken arm. He had most of the season off the sideline.
And we were saying the quarterback was someone else, but Storjahan is the quarterback. He's been, like I said, out with an injury. He is the quarterback now. Here goes. They're trying to sweep it around the right side. There's nothing there. Is he going to be brought down for about a 6-yard loss? Carrying ahead was Cameron Simpson, and nothing there. And good defense by the Comets. And making the stop in there, that first man there was Jake Moore.
Fourth down.
So on fourth down, how does that work on the kicks? They don't actually kick now. They'll move it. What do they give them on that? Do you remember?
It's 30 yards they walk off. It might be smaller at this level.
I think they're wrong. They're knocking off 30 to 40. It looks like 25 yards they knock off. So that'll give the Comets great field position at about the 45-yard line. We've got 11 minutes left in the first half. It's the Sterling Newman Comets, 6th grade, 6, and the West Carroll Thunder, 0. Let's see if we can make a defensive stop here and get that football back. Up over center is George. He looks things over. Here's the snap. He's going to do a little counterplay around the right side. He got some room. He's up over midfield, down inside the 35, down to the 32, still on his feet. And it's William Bates carrying ahead. Nice gainer of about 13 yards on the carry. They did a little counterplay to the right side, faked it left, come back to the right, and Bates did a nice job. And Cameron Simpson in on the stop again. So
there were a couple of guys in there, but he's the guy that brought the guy down.
Some missed tackles early, but it looks to me that pretty strong kids from this Newman team. First and 10. And they have the ball at the 40-yard line, they'll call it. Here's the snap. And George and that little counterplay to the left side this time. Carrying ahead this time is Gabriel Hunsberger. And down the left side, inside the 25, down to the 22. Hunsberger with a nice gainer. They're moving it left, moving it right. They're mixing it up real well. And they got the West Carroll Thunder off balance a little bit right now. A couple of new Thunder coming into the game. Michael Crawford and Patrick Gable make their entrance onto the field for the Thunder. 9:30 left to play here in the first half. It's 6-0 Comets. And George brings up his comments again at the line, up over center, number 7. Here goes the quick pitch around the right side, trying to work it inside the 25, to the 20, to the 15. Carrying ahead is Hinkle, and Hinkle gets inside the 15, down to about the 13, another first down. And it was Amos Pritchard on the stop for the West Carroll Thunder. First and 10 at the 15, so not necessarily. They're quick, their backs are quick, but they've got some good line there. They're making some good blocks. Here's the snap. George going to go around the right side. Not this time. He's going to be stopped, and good defensive effort there. Ball's loose, but the whistle is already blown. And a quarterback keeper in on the stop there. That time was Devin Davis along with Madison McGill. Nice stop that time for the West Carroll Thunder. And we want to say that give the Thomas some props. Their jersey socks, they've got the pink on, for Breast Awareness Month. Looks pretty sharp. I don't know if all of them. They don't all have them on. And here goes the handoff up the right side. Good stop by the West Carroll Thunder this time. And that's going to bring up a third down. Not much going there, as there's a whole bunch of Comets around there. Or rather, Amos Pritchard was the first one there. So this is a big third down. Third down and seven. I mean, they're in four down territory, of course, but it would be great if they could put a stop on him here as Jared George brings up his Comets. He barks out the signals. And here goes the little keeper around the left side as he gets down towards the 5-yard line. I believe he's going to be short of the first down by about a yard or two. But better defense for the West Carroll Thunder. Finally, might be getting a handle on it right now at getting the stop. It's going to bring up a fourth down and about 2 or 3 yards to go. And it was Madison McGill again on the stop. This is a big play. If the West Carroll Thunder could stop him here, Dennis, it would pump him up a little bit.
Psychological boost, is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. No, you said it. George is out there, under center. Here's the snap. The give goes right side and in for the touchdown. And carried in for the touchdown is Andrew Velasquez. Velasquez on the touchdown of about 6 or 7 yards. And that makes it 12 to nothing. But the encouraging thing there for the West Carroll Thunder, after they were just, the Comets were just eating up a lot of yards on every play, the last three or four plays, they're doing much better than that.
They're not running the 10 yards, 12 yards. They're keeping them down even, or maybe 2 to 5.
6:15 left to play here in the first half, 12 to nothing.
It's a good crowd here tonight, Beaver.
Yes, there is. It's nice to see as George brings up his Comets up to the line for the two-point conversion. Here's the snap. He's got to drop back to pass. He looks right, looks left. Got a guy out on the flat on the left side. In for the touchdown. The extra point, Elias Hinkle. Hinkle. And it makes it 14 to nothing. So George to Hinkle. Yes, it was. He faked that real well. He looked right, came back. He had Hinkle out on the left flat by himself. And
nailed it
good. So it's 14 to nothing. What would help the West Carroll Thunder quite a bit here is if we could get something offensively going here. I mean, we've been three and out in our first two possessions. One way to keep them from scoring is keep the ball yourself.
That's true. Just open up the spot in the middle and send them through, right?
That's right.
Well, they're out there. The coaches are out talking to them. On this game, the coaches actually stay on the field during all of the play, so they're all right there to coach them, even during the play itself, I believe.
Georgia Hand is going to bring him up. First and 10 for the West Carroll Thunder at the 35, and going around the left side and trying to get some yardage, and spins loose from a couple of tacklers, and finally goes out. Yeah, Cameron Simpson on the carry. And the tackle was made by Neubauer. Nice play there.
Looks like about three.
We'll take a little break at halftime. And Brian will help us out in the second half of this game. And we got this fifth grade game coming up 10 minutes after this one, I believe. It's been a while since it's been a football game. This is fun. And that was a pretty good game by Simpson because he was hit behind the line of scrimmage and he spun loose and made something happen. Sergeant Hand, here's the snap. The game's going to go. They're trying to sweep it on the right side this time and nothing there. And carrying ahead was Cameron Simpson.
went a different direction that time.
And William Bates made the stop.
They're holding line pretty tough.
Well, we got to tell, they didn't give us the last names of the cheerleaders, but we'll give you the sixth grade cheerleaders what we have. Well, maybe I will. We need to work on, we need to get get some last names.
We'll do that.
We'll handle that at halftime. 3 minutes, 20 seconds left in the first half. 14 to nothing, the Sterling Newman Comets over the West Carroll Thunder. Bradley Swordsham brings him up. He's going to try the counter to the left side, and that was an ill-advised play because they were all over him, but the ball was loose, and it looks like the Comets got on top of it. Cassid Thompson in on the
recovery,
and the Comets get the ball back. This is a big series now for the West Carroll Thunder. You trail 14 to nothing, not insurmountable, but you don't want to give them another touchdown before halftime.
We're right there on the 35.
So first and 10 is Jariah George brings up his Comets.
2:30 to go.
Here's the snap and the give going right side. Big hole on the right side, carrying ahead and getting good yardage that time was William Bates. Bates on carry and the tackle made by Andrew Lee. That'll bring up a second down. Picked up about 7. We'll call it 2nd and 3. Mark the ball at the 29. Jariah George up with his helmets. Here's the snap. Little counter play to the right side. Big hole over there. Carrying ahead inside the 20. Down to the 15. All the way down to the 12-yard line. Carrying ahead William Bates again. Wow.
They're having a tough time holding him down.
Yes, he's a pretty big boy. And I will give the West Carroll Thunder credit. Hayden Bates in on the stop, and among others, and it looked like he was going to ramble in for the touchdown. So that's a 1st and 10 with 1:26 left to play here in the quarter. And the ball is marked down at the 11-yard line. So they can get a 1st down without getting a touchdown. George, here's the snap. The give goes left side this time to Elias Hinkle. And Hinkle carries ahead inside the 5, down to the 2. Very close to a 1st down. He's not going to be in the touchdown. There's a minute left here in the 1st half. And under a minute now. Cameron Simpson in on the stop. Might be seeing a timeout here by the Comets here. 2nd down and a yard to go for a 1st down. Or less than a yard, but 2 yards for a touchdown. George looks it over. Here's the snap, the quick pitch going left side, out there to William Bates, and Bates has scored again. And that's going to probably, they'll run the extra point before halftime. Now they lay 20 to nothing.
I'll tell you, most of the action's been on the right, in our case, the right side of the field today.
Well, we've got 3 possessions, and we've had two turn the ball over on downs and 1 fumble. So not a good success for scoring. Back to pass, George, looking for the end zone. Oh, nice defensive play because it was a pretty pass. We'll try to get the number of that. Andrew Lee, he stepped in front at the last second, or that would have been 2 points for them. So that's the end of the 1st half. The Newman Comets 6th grade, they're pretty impressive, Dennis.
They're playing a really tough, quick game. They get out there. He's only been throwing for the extra points mostly, but boy, why would he want to throw? They can hand it off and go one way or the other and score pretty good each time.
We're going to take this quick timeout, and we'll be back with more action with the Sterling Newman Comets leading the West Carroll Thunder 20 to nothing. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dennis Bowman from Times Video Radio Shack in Savannah. We are your authorized retailer for Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, and Radio Shack. Our staff is always there to assist you, whether you want to sign up for new service or just have a few questions about your current service. Times Video Radio Shack is located right down the street from most of you at 218 Chicago Avenue in Savannah. Times Video Radio Shack, a proud supporter of West Carroll Youth Sports.
This year, you'll drive to 42 baseball practices, 3 doctor's appointments, 4 parent-teacher conferences, 22 sleepovers, 6 birthday parties, 15 trips to the video store, 8 dentist appointments, 31 haircuts, 29 trips to the mall, 2 trips to grandma's, 17 soccer practices, and 1 piano recital. With your schedule, you rely on your car for a lot. So make sure it gets the maintenance it needs.
Milo and Beavers in Savannah is this area's Napa Auto Care Center.
Napa. Get the good stuff.
Welcome back to the Mount Carroll football field. We're about 5 minutes away from the start of the second half. The Comets leading at 20-0. Again, this is our first game of a doubleheader, sixth grade first and the fifth grade second. I always get confused on that, why they're doing that. And but anyway, we will have the fifth grade game, Dennis. And, you know, it all amounts to for the West Carroll Thunder in the second game, or second half, is to get some first downs.
They need to hang on to the ball when they get it, and they need to advance it more than a yard or two at a time. And maybe once they see how it's going here, how they can get around some of the guys, it can turn around.
Okay, we're going to take a timeout, send it back to our studios for a little halftime break. We're about 4 minutes away from the start of the second half with the score. The Comets 20, the West Carroll Thunder nothing. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Your number one choice for local news, weather, and sports.
Just in touch with what's going on today.
WCCI 100.3 FM and WCCIRadio.com.
I'm Tom Busby, CNBC Radio. Call it a yelling rally on Wall Street today. The Dow soaring 275 points. The NASDAQ up 83. That's after Janet Yellen's Federal Reserve said it'll be overly cautious about raising interest rates anytime soon on weakness in economies overseas and inflation here at home that's well below the Fed's targets. Shares of the Gap falling in late trading. That's after word that its CEO, the man who orchestrated the chain's turnaround, is stepping down in February. Strong earnings from Alcoa after the bell, kicking off the new third quarter earnings season. That's on strong demand for its aluminum from the auto and aerospace industries. Casual dining chain Ruby Tuesday also out with a surprising earnings beat and a net profit last quarter. And the World Bank predicts the economic toll of the Ebola crisis could be near $33 billion by the end of the year if the 3 hardest hit West African nations are unable to control the outbreak. I'm Tom Busby, CNBC.
We're having a baby, so we gotta find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who he knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Have you had trouble with online dating? This is eHarmony founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. We've created a new solution, EH Plus. EH Plus takes the personal attention of a matchmaker and combines it with eHarmony's extensive pool of great singles. EH Plus is the perfect solution for people who want hand-selected matches, a more private experience, and freedom from being online. If you're ready to find love, get started at ehplus.com.
Your number one choice for local news, weather, and sports.
Just in touch with what's going on today.
WCCI 100.3 FM and WCCIRadio.com.
Mm-hmm. 8 o'clock on Friday night, I'm still at home. All my girls just keep on blowing up my phone, saying, come on, he ain't worth the pain. Do what you gotta do to forget his name. Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip on my favorite dress and sky-high leather boots. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye. Till I-
So the party and the music and the truth collide.
Bring it till his memory fades away.
Hey, bartender. Tonight I'll let a stranger pull me on the floor.
Spin me round and let him buy a couple more. But before it goes too far, I'll let him down easy. Cause tonight it's all about dancing with my girls in the DJ. Put that song on
repeat. You know, they're baking that DQ 5-buck lunch even better.
They're doing what with the 5-buck lunch?
They're offering a bacon cheeseburger now with the fries, the drink, and the sundae. Like a free bacon upgrade.
Great, but you said they're baking it better, not making it better.
Nah, you're baking that up.
You did it again.
Did what?
Added bacon.
No. DQ added bacon. The bacon cheeseburger and the 5-buck lunch.
You're baking me crazy.
The DQ 5-buck lunch, now even better with the bacon cheeseburger, plus fries, drink, and a sundae.
At the DQ in Mount Carroll.
This is fan food, not fast food.
Welcome back to the Mount Carroll football field. I'm Beaver Bello along with Dennis Bowman and Brian Roos. Brian, helped us out getting started. He's leaving us alone now. He's got a meeting to go to.
Boy, his social life might get in the way of his professional career.
Anyway, but Thomas, they looked really good in the first half. You got to give a team their due. George is a nice quarterback. He really orchestrates. They get the ball to start the second half, and here we go. There's 20. They don't have the clock reset yet. And 20-minute half, a running clock. And again, we've got the fifth grade coming up game tonight. Vicky's working on getting all the last names. Did you get them all? Okay, we're going to
read them.
Well, we'll have you read those in a little bit. No. We need a break.
Yes.
Just give us a minute here.
It's very taxing.
We're not used to it. Okay, here comes George up to the line. Let's see if we can get a stop on him. They've scored on all three of their possessions, and we haven't had a first down on all three of our possessions. And George slips down in the backfield, and he loses about two. I think he got caught up in his feet with someone there, Dennis.
So we'll give credit to the tackle for his feet.
Who called the feet? Number 54 feet.
Yes.
Size 12s. So second down, about 12 yards. This is a pivotal.
Yes.
Pivotal. I can say pivotal. Series for the West Carroll Thunder. If they want to get back into this game, they got to put a stop on them. They have not been able to stop them yet. Let's see if they can do it this night. Second and 11. Here goes George on the left side again, and he breaks one tackle. He cuts it up the field and ends up to the 35. Got back to the original line of scrimmage. Pretty good swarming defense by the West Carroll Thunder that time, Dennis.
There were three green and black guys in there, and I'm just trying to get their numbers. They're way on the other side of the field.
They're tough to read over there. Third and 8 yards to go. We're just underway. Less than a minute gone here in the second half. The Comets leading the West Carroll Thunder their sixth grade.
So they don't change directions, huh?
Nope. Guess not. I thought they changed directions, but they didn't. Third down and about nine. Here's the pitch, and now they're right up the middle, up the gut. He's going to break it into the 40, 35, 20. They ain't going to catch him. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown for William Bates.
Oh, my gosh. That was a long one. He hit early.
He was wide open up the middle. That is going to be the line of scrimmage was the 37. That's a 63-yard touchdown run by William Bates. They blew. You got to give that offensive line of the Comets credit. I think you and I could have got through the hole that was there. No, we wouldn't have got. We can't run 63 yards, but
if we relayed it, we may have got it done.
6.3 yards, maybe we could have went. But
that was a great run.
Oh, and boy, he turned on the afterburner when he got out of the 50, and he just ran away from everybody. So it's 26-0, and George up to the line. Here goes the snap. He's going to drop back and pass. Oh, and he breaks away from one tackle and throws it in the end zone.
And he gets it.
That was a good effort. And it looks like it's Andrew Velasquez was the one that caught it, number 11. It looked like they were going to bring him down, didn't it, Dennis?
He was. He attempted the pass, and it looked like they were going to drop him, and then he stepped back and made the pass and made it successful.
And, you know, we'll have Vicky win the next possession change when West Hill scores or turns the ball over. Over the sixth grade people from West Carroll, sixth grade cheerleaders and sponsors. So now it's 28-0. It was 20-0 at the half. Let's see, on a positive note, let's see if the West Carroll Thunder, they're coached by Dan Nevels, Jake McGovern, and Justin Storjahan, see if they can get something going. The first thing they need to do is get a first down. This is their fourth possession of the game and still have not had a first down. Again, the fifth grade game coming up after the completion of this one. And, you know, I talked about the comments in their pink socks for Breast Awareness Month. You see the pink that the West Carroll Thunder, they've got some on too, and some of their
pink sweatshirt,
the towels sleeve that they carry. So West Carroll's done it too. And here goes the keeper up the meter, and McCombie, they tried to get it from Storjahan to McCombie, and nothing there, lost about one. Might have to try to throw a pass here pretty soon.
Yeah, we haven't seen one from West Carroll.
No, and the only passes, and that George kid looks good, the only passes that he's done is on the extra points, but boy, he looks good on it.
He hits them pretty straight.
But like I say, West Carroll doing a fine job with the breast awareness, cancer month, with their garb on and the towels, and some of them have the socks on. Here goes the second and 10. Here goes the handoff, trying to go around the right side and carrying it.
Simpson. Maybe five?
It looked like it. Yeah, about five. They tried to sweep it over the right side. Nothing there. And so it's going to bring up a third and 15. So, and then we're going to turn the mic over to Vicky here when they go to switch after fourth down if they do not score or do not get a first down. 15-20 left to play here in the second half. The score, 28-0. Again, we'd like to thank Brian Roosh for getting us all. He did all our engineering, got us all set up here, Dennison.
He's a pretty good guy.
Yeah.
Has he done this before?
I think he does it, over 100 times a year.
Wow. He does. Him on the back.
Does a great job. Here's the snap. And going around the left side, they're going to sweep it. If he can get around the corner, there might be something there, but no! He's swarmed up. And
he ran a long ways, but it was straight across the field.
It looked like there might have been something there. That was Cameron Simpson again. And it looked like maybe he was going to be able to get something, but the Comets came in real quick. Hey, Vicky, I think you've got some the cheerleaders. They do a good job.
Yes, they sure do. We have the sixth grade captain is Bella Mendoza. And the other sixth grade girls are Cheyenne Gallagher, Haley Herring, Chloe Johnson, Haley Yenny, Madison Haynes, and Maya DeWitt. And Maya and Madison are captains. And we have the coaches that are Tiffany Mendoza, Stacy Davis. The assistant coach is Brianna Davis. And the seventh grade and eighth grade, they're not playing tonight, but seventh grade cheerleader is Abby Sedevi.
We'll have you go over the seventh grader during the next break. And George brings him back up, still quarterbacking. Here's the snap and the goal over the left side. He handed it off. He kept it. There wasn't much action there. The West Carroll Thunder did a nice job of stopping him there, Dennis. Who was in on the stop that time?
Devin Davis.
Nice stop there. 13:20 left to play. You know, Matt McGill is doing the PA for the game, and he says, boy, he saw you up here. He says, we brought a fossil back to the radio station. No, Johnny, he called you a fossil.
Well, you know what? Fossils are pretty important. Somewhere. Something.
Second down and 9, and here goes the carryover on the right side. Carrying ahead that time, it was Brady Stevens. Brady Stevens had it on the right side, and Cameron's Simpson was one of them in there on the stop. And who else? And that was really a pretty good stop. This is a third down and 5. The score is the Comets 28, the West Carroll Thunder 0. 12:30 left to play here in the ballgame. again, we have the fifth grade coming up, and we're looking forward to that game. Third down and five. George barks out the signals. Here's the snap. He does a little handoff to the left side. Good gainer by Hinkle. Hinkle carries it down inside the 35, 30, 25, to the 20, to the 15, the 10, 5, touchdown.
Well, we had
49 yards.
We had four guys in green right behind him, but just one step behind, not enough.
49-yard touchdown run by Elias Hinkle. That's his second or third of the day. 34-0 is our score. That was a good run. They got some, boy, when they get to the hole quick, and they got some good breakout speed.
They break away and take off.
And 34-0 is the score, and George brings them back up. 11:30 left to play here in the quarter. And okay. Here goes the handoff to the right side. Carrying ahead was Brady Stevens.
And they got it.
And it's 36-0. We'll be back with the possession of the West Carroll Thunder right after this.
Mon Valley Estates, just east of Savannah, is just right for you. Large 1 to 3 acre building lots, condos built to suit, spec homes. Builders are welcome. We're just minutes from town. We have wooded and walkout lots, area's best value with lower taxes than in town. Hard surface roads, panoramic views, weekend retreat or primary home. Fishing, recreation, and wildlife. Just east of Savannah on Highway 64, north on Scenic Bluff Road. Visit us online at fawnvalley.com.
Welcome back to Mount Carroll Football Field here at the middle school. 10:38 left to play here in the ball game. It's 36-0 in favor of the Comets. I'm Beaver Miller along with Dennis Bowman. Brian Roosh got us all set up and rolling. Vicki Miller doing the cheerleading part. We'll go all over the cheerleaders before the start of the fifth grade game. We'll take a little break between, and here goes the West Carroll Thunder. They had four possessions, no first downs yet. Here goes the head on the right side. He breaks through a couple of tackles. He gets about 7 yards. And Simpson on the carry for about 7 yards. He went off the right side. That was a nice run, Dennis.
Yep, he went just a little bit off to the right, not far, and made like 7 yards. Very good run.
The line of scrimmage for the West Carroll Thunder is their own 41-yard line. Let's see if we can get a first down. Be nice to see us take this possession and go down and score. It's not that they're not working hard, because they're trying hard. This Comet team, they're tough.
They are a good team.
The sixth grade team is undefeated, kind of like their eighth grade team. So you can see why.
And when you look at the roster, they have twice as many kids on the roster as we do.
At least on the fifth grade, yes, yeah. They do.
Yeah, the fifth grade. The sixth grade is about even.
McGill tries to throw a pass over the middle. Nice one. It just was a little bit underthrown and tried to get it out there to McCombie. But that's the first pass attempt we've seen. Good try by the West Carroll Thunder to try to shake him up there. Pass just a little bit short by McGill. 36-0 the score. Let's see. Come on, let's go Thunder. Let's see if we can get something going here.
A few yards to go for.
Third down and about four. Again, the coaches for West Carroll, Dan Nevels, Jake McGovern, and Justin Sorgahan. They bring him up to the line. Out of the gun. And McGill's back to pass, looking down, throwing it down the field. It is picked off by Hinkle. Hinkle is picked off the pass. And the intended receiver was Kendall McCombie. And they'll turn it over on the interception with 8:20 left to play in the quarter.
He didn't get the pass, but he hung on to the receiver and brought him down.
Yep. Madison McGill did a nice job there.
Oh, yeah.
What's that? Yeah.
I'll say it again. It's a beautiful night.
Yes, it is.
After the last couple of days, we had a little bit of rain and some cold temperatures. It's a great night for football.
7:45 left to play. Let's see if the defense can put a stop on him, and the handoff goes over to the right side. Nice tackle Andrew Lee took one over as the handoff went to Andrew Velasquez, and nice tackle by Lee.
Lee got him after just a couple of yards.
Hey, you know what, Dennis? Those white numbers that West Carroll has, they're getting easier to read as it gets darker.
Yeah.
We're going to have to go to all night games.
That's right.
Yeah. But they are. They're getting easier to read because I don't think our eyesight's improving.
Well, it helps if they're on this side of the field, too.
George, going to hand it off to the right side, and nice carry ahead, this time by Velasquez again.
Covered with green.
And he gets the first down, down to about the 30-yard line. 6:57 left in the game, 36-0. Again, we have the
Simpson
fifth grade.
Came out.
Simpson?
Yeah, he was near. He was on the bottom when they came up for air.
And coming out of the line. Neville's coming out. First and 10 at the 30-yard line. And George still in there at quarterback. Jariah George. And here's a handoff going right side. And this time to Brady Stevens. Stevens to carry ahead down to about the 25-yard line.
Nathan Beath was in on that one.
Yeah, we're in a row. We can read it now, Dennis.
Yeah.
This is great.
Take my glasses off and I can see him.
Yeah, go get your driver's license. Let me take my glasses off first. 36-0, that's a scary thought. 5:55 left to play here in the quarter.
7 yards to go.
You have the wrong, this one. Who was it? You said it was Nathan Beath.
Oh, yeah, he's on the fifth grade team.
Yeah, you'll have to pull that up there. And here goes the hand off the left side. Put that one away. And now they hand it off the right side. Big running play for Tinkle. Is going to be in for the touchdown. Tinkle in on the right side run of 26 yards. And Tinkle, nice run. Boy, they are quick. 42-0.
That fellow's getting his exercise tonight.
Yes, they are.
A little more than 5 minutes to go.
I think if these guys were in, and this is just, I think if these guys were, they are quick. If they were running through Lanark, I don't think Mac could catch them over there. 42-0. Here comes George, trying for the extra point. Here's the snap, and he keeps it. Oh, he fakes it to the right. Now he's going to run it to the left. Good spring out by the.
George
the Comets almost stopped in the backfield there, trying to get that number. Wow, getting closer to me. I'm going to get it. I'm hanging. I'm not going to lose him. They about had him pushed out at about the 2 yard line, and they're coming closer. So one that's back there by himself, Dennis. I'm going to get that. They get close enough for us to see the number. Can you? He's coming off the field.
Number 44. That would be
Storjahan. Storjahan about had him behind the line of scrimmage, but George darted through. So it's 44-0 with 4 minutes left to play in this sixth grade contest.
Here we go.
And the handoff goes right side.
Simpson.
And Simpson carrying the head. Maybe lost a yard or two. That's how far you go back. Nielsen's done. It's Arbitron's got it all. 3:30 left to play here in the ball game. 44-0. These kids do a great job, Billy, and all the volunteers that help get this run. It's real professional here, Dennis. Good food.
It's done really, really well. The coaches are out there on the field with them, talking to them all the time, and it's really impressive.
I still can't figure out why they didn't switch ends of the field at halftime. I haven't figured that one out yet.
Maybe they forgot.
I got a feeling they probably did. Second down and 11 for the... And here goes back and around is McCombe. He's going to run it around the left side. Breaks a tackle or two, gets across the 35, up to the 37. A pick up of about 5 yards. Nice run. And let's see if that. Let's see. I didn't see that the West Carroll Thunder had all that pink on when the game started. Did you?
Just adding a piece of the time.
I don't know. But they all got their pink.
Maybe it's their good luck chart.
Yes, it is. 2:30 left to play. Third down and 9. You know, at this point, if they could pick up 3 or 4 yards and maybe go for it on fourth down, let's see if we can get a first down. We still haven't had a first down. And I think this is our sixth possession. Here's the snap. And Simpson going around the right side, gets across the 35, breaks it up to the 38, up to the 39, picked up about 3. And it's going up a 4th and 5.
So what are they going to do?
I think I would go for it here, but, you know, either way, I mean, they got 4th and 5. It's a realistic number that they could get. It's they're going for it.
Well, Thunder fans, put your hands together for these guys and gals here tonight.
1:40 left to play in the ballgame. 4th down and 5 for the Thunder at their own 40-yard line. Let's go, Thunder. Over center. Here goes the snap. And they try to get it around the left side. Nothing there. And I'm going to lose about 3 or 4 on the carry. McCombie handed off to Simpson. And there was quite a few comments in that backfield.
Yep.
So we've got a minute 12 left to play in this ball game. 44-0 in favor of the Comets. And they will remain undefeated.
Around what? About the 30. They're on about the 33.
1 minute left, and I think we might see different quarterback in here. Yeah, give the Comets their due. They've got a fine football team. They do. And I was really impressed with that Georgie at quarterback. He really does a good job.
Not a real big kid either.
No. He executes real well. George looking up the line. I mean, he looks like he's in firm control out there. You know, when he's
telling the referee what to do.
40 seconds left. And class act, George goes to one knee. So that should be the final play of the ball game. And they think they remain undefeated. And that's going to do it, Dennis. 44-0 will be our final score. It was 20-0 at the half. They scored pretty much a will. They've got a good football team. But I'll give this West Carroll team a lot of credit. They never gave up.
No, they were in there all the time. Their hands were out. They were making the plays. They were just sometimes not quick enough.